Deborah Brown recalls the moment she knew she'd become a poet.
I remember really falling in love with poetry as a kid, certainly by middle school. But I think I knew it when I stole the book.
She was 11 years old, attending Nashua Middle School.
It was a textbook that we used at school. It was on modern British and American poetry. And I took it home, and I never brought it back.
Half a century later, Brown, who teaches at UNH Manchester, still keeps the book on her shelves.
I began to write at about that time, and I wrote some terrible stuff, really embarrassing stuff, which I imagine most people do.
Poems about herself, her feelings, beautiful weather and sadness, pretty flowers and death.
I think earlier on I was trying harder to express myself and express my own emotions, which were, inchoate. I think now I'm not trying directly to express myself. I'm trying maybe to make something or to do something.
The emotional experience can still be found in her poetry, but the perspective has shifted. While many of Brown's poems are written in the first person, she's learned the distance between her inner life and the outer world. And while simple feelings can still trigger a new poem for Brown, usually it's something else.
I think it's usually a bit of language or an image. Picture, mental picture of something. It might be something that I've seen in the newspaper or on television. It sometimes is a sense of outrage about something I've read or about something that's going on in the world. So there are lots of different triggers. But I think most often for me, it's a bit of language.
Brown's father often accused her of being half-baked when she did something odd or off-center as a child. It's that bit of language that gets disentangled here, as Deborah Brown reads her poem, The Human Half.
Half-baked, my father used to say, meaning that I was half in a state of nature, not yet abashed into civilized form by parents and other elders, the yeast still rising. I'm consumed by who is cooked and who is not. Among the Bororo tribe, to cook is to hear and answer the call of rotten wood. I see traces of wildness in our half-built house, and in the fond eye of a friend, the raw gleam of a machete. It begins with the sperm's wild dash to the egg. There's also a tribe that opens a person by making him laugh or by splitting his skull. But there's a half that's whole in most of us, like members of a family, one rich, one poor, or the halves of this house. And there's the now and the hereafter, the part that loves, the part that does not. Raw house, always half built. Raw human, still half baked. One hand in the oven, the other half out the kitchen door into the storm. There are the homeless, and those who do not have a homeland, and the rest of us, homed, but only half-homed, the wind whistling in from the shed and past us.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.